Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu.
Romeo Oscar Zulu, a very good morning. And how's Rosemary doing today?
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Oscar Zulu. Good morning, Stuart. Thanks for taking my check-in and thanks for doing the net. I'm doing good. I hope you are. Yeah, I just got up. Check in right away and go about what I got to do. You have a great day, Stuart, and Happy New Year.
And a Happy New Year to you, Rosemary, when it comes. And thanks for putting up with me all week. Tomorrow's going to be Paul. Victor Echo 6, Victor Papa.
That's nice. Thank you. Have a great day. 73,
Rosemary.
Victor Alpha 7, Romeo Lima Kilo, waiting for the net.
Romeo Lima Kilo, I got you flagged. Thanks, Ray. I'll call you back unless you want to be checked in now.
Stuart, if you can, go ahead and check me in now. It's kind of cold out, and I think I want to go back in. Everybody have a good one. 7-3.
You're in the log, Ray, 7-3, and thanks for putting up with me all week. I really appreciate it, Ray.
Victor Alpha 7, Alpha Whiskey Hotel, for another check-in.
Alpha Whiskey Hotel, you're in the log, Robin, and thanks for putting up with me all week.
Thanks, Stuart. You have a great day, 7-3.
Wishing you a great day, too, 7-3.
Victor Echo 7, Kilo Sierra Bravo.
Kilo Sierra Bravo. I wonder if you got the 7 days. Yep, you got the 7 days, Kevin. I appreciate you putting up with me all week.
Yeah, thanks, Stuart. I haven't done that in a while, so way to go for both of us making it through the week. Stuart, 7-3.
Yeah, 7-3. Have you been out with Callie yet?
No, not yet. We just got up, so she just had her breakfast, and now she's sitting beside me staring at me.
Yeah, I lost one of the iRobots this morning, and Elsa, there was no way she was interested in going tracking it down. I don't know how I'm going to train her. I think I'm going to have to stick a piece of cheese or something on it, or a piece of duck breast or something.
Yeah, is she scared of it, or is it curious?
No, she's not scared of them at all. I've got three of them. No, she watches them and gets out of the way, but... I get frustrated when we come back after our walk about 50 minutes and they're starting to run down on power, and I say, well, where's the lost one? And she just looks at me and says, you go find it.
Oh, that's awesome. Well, I guess you can't train everyone.
Yeah, I think I'm going to put a bit of a duck breast on all three of them and see what that does. It's dehydrated.
Yeah, that would probably work, I guess. Or maybe a toy. Won't you just kind of try to chew it off the top?
Yeah, well, they're always bumping around underneath the table on the chairs, so that would soon fall off. But I think I could, under the handle, I could put a piece of this duck meat.
Yeah, I think that should work. One of those hard ones. Callie likes sardines, which you could probably find it if you put one of those dried sardines on it, too.
Yeah, and if you don't find it, it'll stink the house out until spring, right?
Yeah, no, that's exactly it. Or you could do, we got the salmon ones. They're flat, and they kind of break off. You can make a little rectangle to form fit it in the handle.
Yeah, I'm going to have to do some thinking on it, Kevin, because it frustrates me to hell when I can't find them. Because if I get down on my belly to look under the bed, it's hard getting back up.
I think I used to have a Roomba with a dock, and it never did work, but it would find its way back to the dock when the battery went out. But I guess that only worked once or twice.
Yeah, they've all got their docking stations, but like you say, it's a pretty weak design. It'd be nice if they gave you the verbal, like a beep, like the rundown of a smoke detector. That would be ideal.
Yeah, no, that would probably do the trick. I'm surprised some of them don't do the Wi-Fi and sort of track them down, but I guess that needs to be too much. Yeah, Bluetooth might be better. Huh, there's a lot of thinking going on here this morning.
I imagine the newer models, mine are all the 500 series. I don't know how far back they've gone. I mean, I've had them at least 10 years, and two of them have been, I've had them 10 years, and one of them is secondhand.
Yeah, I think I had one or two of them, and I did a battery retrofit on them, and I think I upgraded one to lithium ion, and I think that's when it went missing, because Sandy didn't want me to have some lithium-ion batteries that I designed running around the house when it was designed for NiCad or something.
Yeah, two of mine have got the lithium. One of them's almost gone now. I put them in 2024. I put the date on the batteries now. And they really whip around when the battery's new, though, for the first year.
Yeah, no, that's good. I think the iRoomba, they're going into bankruptcy protection or something. So I don't know if you need any spare parts, you might want to look out for that.
Yeah, the good part, Kevin, is that I get mine all from AliExpress. They're all they're not OEM, the parts. Like, for instance, I put the side brush on one of them a day or two ago. In fact, I think they delivered it on Christmas Day from AliExpress for, I think I paid $10, free shipping.
Yeah, that's great. It would have been probably five times that from Amazon. So, and it comes pretty fast, doesn't it?
Yeah, AliExpress, they'll either use Canada Post or they go to several Uber-type deliveries. But this side brush motor came really fast. And it came with a screwdriver and a brush too.
Oh, that's excellent. Yeah, I've got to get some spare parts for the old Dyson. Maybe they have those too.
Oh yeah, if they've contracted out to China their designs, you can guarantee AliExpress will have a knockoff.
Okay, no, I'll do that. We've got an old Dyson and the battery shot and all the filters is done. So Sandy got a new one for Christmas, but I can probably make a nice little handheld out of the other one with some spare parts.
Yeah, there's a project for you. You'll be a hero. Well, thanks for being here all week, putting up with me, Kevin. You have a nice weekend.
Yeah, you too, Stuart. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, my friend.
Victor 7, X-ray Oscar Juliet.
X-ray Oscar Juliet. Good morning, Ollie.
Good morning, Stuart. I'm portable today down on Granville Island. I'm just going to move out with some people. So, now that would be great. And thanks for taking my call all week, and especially this week.
And thanks for putting up with me all week, Ollie. Pleasure having you aboard, my friend. Did you take your bike down to Granville Island, or did you drive down?
No, I drove down. I'm going for a walk with some people here. I thought it was going to be icy this morning, but it turned out not to be too much.
Okay. Enjoy your walk with your friends. 7-3.
Roger.
PA-7, Charlie Zulu.
Charlie Zulu. Good morning, Jason.
Good morning, Stuart. Thank you for taking my check-in. Thank you for doing the net all week. I probably won't talk to you, so Happy New Year. I'll let you go now, but 7-3.
Thanks for being here all week, putting up with me, Jason. It'll take me a day or two next time I come on to remember your call sign, but it'll eventually sink into me. 7-3.
VE7 Echo X-ray Charlie McLeod.
Echo X-ray Charlie. Did I get that right?
That's affirmative. It's George, VE7 Echo X-ray Charlie Mobile in Chilliwack.
Copy that, George. Victor Echo 6, Echo X-ray Charlie. You're in the log, George.
Okay, thanks. 7-3.
And thanks for putting up with me all week. 7-3. Who was the other station?
Victor Echo 7, Oscar Papa Lima. I'll take that check-in.
Very good morning to you, Dave and Kim. How's things going this morning?
Oh, really good. We're just kind of waking up here, having our shower for the party tonight, so it's going to be busy here in the morning. Landlord's on his way over here, so yeah, our morning's kind of booked, and our whole afternoon and evening is booked. So yeah, it's going to be a busy day today for us there, Stuart, and things are going well here. And yeah, hopefully you had a good Christmas and afterward Christmas and so on and so forth. So thanks for taking a nap all week there, Stuart. And give your little doggy a pat and make sure you break out them really good biscuits for her.
Yeah, she gets spoiled and she knows how to tease me too. Okay, thanks for being here. And You and Kim have a nice party tonight, and thanks for putting up with me all week. I appreciate it.
Oh, it's not a problem. It's a privilege that you're even on here talking and taking the net there, Stuart. So, 7-3, and good Lord bless you. 7-3.
Yeah, have a nice party tonight. Okay, this is Victor Alpha 7, Sierra Julia Tango, looking for early check-ins for the Rainbow Country Net. Time is 8:15 in the morning.